taking a call. Mr. Robinson, Mary Robinson, Miss Brown, a friend. Mary, that's the front door bell. Do go and see who it is.
Yes, Father. Oh, hello, Miss Brown. How are you? Do come in. How are you? I haven't seen you for a long time. Is your father at home? Yes, he's in the study. Father, Miss Brown has come to see you. Good afternoon. I hope I'm not disturbing you, Mr. Robinson.
Not at all. Come in. How are you? Delighted to see you. Please sit down.
Thank you. Isn't it a glorious day?
Yes, only a little too warm for this time of the year, don't you think?
I hope you and Mrs. Robinson are quite well.
Very well, thank you. And how are your father and mother? We haven't seen them for a long time. Excuse me a moment. Mary?
Yes, Father?
Isn't Tom back from school yet?
No. He told me he was going to see Jack, who is ill, and wouldn't be home until later.
As soon as he comes in, mind you tell him to come in here at once.
I came to ask you if I might bring my friend Aiko Suzuki over to see you one of these days.
Certainly. I shall be very pleased to meet her. Do you know what she wishes to see me about?
I am not quite sure, but I think it is about going to college in America. What day would be most convenient for you?
Let me see. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I finish teaching at 2:30. And shall be free all the afternoon. Would 3:30 suit you both?
That will do splendidly. Thank you ever so much.
Don't mention it. I shall be delighted to help her if I can.
I hope you will excuse me. I have an appointment and I don't want to be late.
Of course. My wife will be very sorry not to have seen you. Thanks for dropping in. You must come and see us again very soon. Be sure to give our greetings to your father and mother.
Thank you. Please remember me to Mrs. Robinson.
Goodbye. I shall expect you both tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
Goodbye, Miss Brown. By the way, Mary, Mother told me to ask you and Tom to come over to our house next Sunday afternoon and stay for supper. We should love to. I don't think Tom has planned anything, but I'll ask him to call you up on the telephone when he gets back this evening. Oh, don't trouble. Any time will do. If it's fine, we can play a couple of sets of tennis before supper. That would be great fun. I'm afraid, though, I don't play very well.
Neither do I. So we can play together against Tom.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye, Miss Brown.
Goodbye, Mary. I shall look forward to seeing you both on Sunday.